Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for all of you who are coming from the blog line and from every line. Thank you. And God has blessed us in a tremendous way. And we give him the glory, all the praise. We approach you very humbly, knowing that you don't have to be here. I'm learning that people don't have to care about you. They are so busy that they take time to care. It's a blessing from the Lord. It's an awesome blessing. And God bless all of you. I want to pray this morning, and then let you know, and I want to thank you, Ambassador Dr. Stern, and thank you, Master Nate Wilson, and Mother Woods. Amen. Oh my God, Ambassador Nate, Mother Woods, and all you tell my ones up, Ambassador Gina Hodges, and Ambassador, all of you. First of all, I want to thank especially Betty. Amen. She's always there. And we appreciate everything you know behind the scenes. And all of you to hold my arms up during the storm. I lost yesterday basically one of our right hands, the right arm. That is Miss Freeman, my wife, and then they just found him peace yesterday, and it was quite a devastating accident. But Jim, we go through the test, we go through the storm, and we have to learn to praise God through all of our storm and through all of our tests. God is so awesome. Always there for us. And we appreciate you more than we can say in words. Thank you so very much. Close out in prayer. Amen. And praise him and just ask him to help. And I'm going to ask, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, Master Nick, my time to even tell you there. All right. Master Hodges, are you there? Can you pray this morning?
Yes, sir, I am here.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you humbly this morning, asking your forgiveness for all of our sins, omission and omission. God, we thank you for another day that you have allowed us to see. Lord, we ask you that you would come be with us this morning on this prayer line, God. Be with each and every one that's listening from wherever they are around the world this morning. God, let someone be healed, let someone be delivered and set free as we gather together this morning to spend a sweet hour of prayer in your presence. God, we thank you for every miracle that has taken place on this. Thank you for the prayers that have already gone up, and we're asking that you look on each and every prayer request this morning. We're thanking you for every praise report this morning. Lord, we're thanking you for another opportunity just to wake up and say thank you. We thank you for waking each and every one of us up. God, we thank you for how you've blessed us, you've protected us. You've been with us up and down the dangerous highways, and we're saying thank you. God, for every pastor, every church that's represented here today, Lord, we're saying thank you. We thank you for how you protected those in third world countries. We're asking that you continue to look on us. Look on those that are in hospital rooms. Look on those that are in war countries this morning, Lord. God, we're thanking you for our troops. We're thanking you for the leader of our country, God. Please continue to protect them. In Jesus' name we pray. God, we're thanking you for every youth. We're asking you to look on those behind prison walls. Look on the homeless, the battered, one, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're saying thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We will continue to give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Thank you so much. Wonderful prayer. I bless you. And may I say good morning to all of you who awake this morning. Good morning to you. Are you on there? Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To you.
Good morning.
So many area codes on this board. Amen. And y'all must not be speaking. Oh, my God. All these area codes. Amen. God bless you. And we just want to reach you. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for being here. We love you and very, very, very much. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Let me give him praise. This is one of the things we do on this prayer line. Amen. Can y'all praise him a couple minutes? Amen. Let's give him praise. Lord, we thank you. take away the energy with the minds of the people. I hope our guest is here this morning. If our guest is not here this morning, I got a message. Give us the glory and praise. That's why, give him the best. Give him the cute praise. Thank you. No. You're going through a war, and you know you're going through a war. Going through a war, you give him a war cry. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That's the time to give him cute praise. This ain't no cute situation. It's not a cute situation. You have to give him a praise. Let's try it again. Give him a praise. When I say praise check, that means I'm trying to find out what level your praise is. If you got a small type of praise, and I'm not doing much for you. But is there anybody who had your back against the wall and looked like he was going to make it, and nobody brought you out, you're going to give him a praise check for what he did for you. Amen. Let's have a praise check. Praise check right now. Give him some glory, everybody. Praise.
Tough week for me. My birthday is coming up. I had a twin brother who was murdered
20 years ago, and God's been good to me, and he's just been carrying me. And our birthday is this weekend, so this is always a tough week for me. And I just want to give God all the glory.
Amen. Well, the Lord had me to call you. You got to push through it. Amen. And you do. I know you have for many years. Oh, my God. Amen. You don't want to be able to forgive him. Amen. This is your week of victory. Amen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I receive it.
Amen.
I just want to welcome. Yes, yes. Does anyone have a praise report? The line is open to you.
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line. Did someone else try and come in?
Go ahead.
God bless you. It's Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky. Just want to praise God for his miracles, praising God for his mighty work. I am praising God because Luke 10:19 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost." We just come out of revival, and I tell you, we had a time in the Lord where God stepped in, moved in. God healed, delivered, and set people free of habits they had. And I am just thanking God because my church takes up a lot of my time. When you don't hear me on here, it's because I have other things going on. My phone's been ringing in the background, and I don't want to cause a distraction on the line. But I am praising God for his mighty, mighty work. And praising God, I oversee 4 other ministries here and just thanking God besides my own church. So it's a lot going on. When you don't hear me, just keep us in your prayers because we are praising God and lifting him up on high. And again, I'm just thanking God for our revival. There were so many people delivered. My God, and that's what the Lord is looking for. So many people are bound, and no one is there delivering the people. We get saved, but then we need to be delivered from a lot of issues, a lot of circumstances, a lot of habits. And that's what God did in this revival. And I'm just praising him for his mighty, mighty work. We had children come up and get saved. Children come up and rededicate them, their lives to the Lord. So thank God, thank God, thank God. And also thanking God for the part I heard on last night, Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Lake Woods praying last night under the anointing. And God bless everyone. And I'm just so glad to be able to say, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. And God bless everyone. And God bless Chief and Dr. Betty Johnson, it is. Amen. Mother Johnson and everyone on the prayer line, I love you, and there is nothing you can do about it. God bless you. Back to your hands.
Thank you for that wonderful praise report. I just love your energy, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Does anyone else have a praise report?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Cobb in Houston, Texas, 713 area, and I thank the Lord for letting me see another blessed day. I thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson, Dr. Betty Johnson, and Mother Johnson. Oh, Lord, I have a miracle that happened to me, and I want to especially thank Ambassador Stern for that turnaround seed, because God is turning it around. Y'all have been praying for my son, Robert, and I had been praying that he would go to church with me again. He attended church, but the church he attends is so large, the minister don't even know he's there. And so we had high attendance this month at the church that I'm going to, and I had been asking him every Sunday, "You going with me? You going with me?" "No, Mama. You know how I've been hurt by the church, and I just can't go. I just can't go. You don't know how bad I've been hurt." I say, give it to God. I say, as long as you have all this hurt in your heart, you can't be blessed, and you can't hold that against the people because they have control of you. And you know how God has been working through you and for you all your life, and I refuse to. I'm going to continue praying for you. So this Sunday when I got up, I continued to go. So this Sunday when I got ready to go to church, I said, "You're going with me today?" He said, "Yes, Mama, I'm going with you." And my son went to church with me.
Praise the Lord.
He has not failed soul because it's a small congregation, but it's a loving congregation. He said he had not received so many hugs that were for real in so long. And he said he's going with me again. So I thank y'all for praying for my child because it was a miracle. And it is turning around. God bless all of you, and I love everyone on the prayer. And I continue to pray for me, and I just thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In your hand.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else with a praise report?
Brother Lonnie, just in the end, Kansas City.
Hi.
Pastor, Dr. Tom. Amazing thing. There you go.
Speak up a little bit. We can't really hear you.
Good morning, Pastor. I'm just thanking you for the first group.
Speak up a little bit.
We can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Hey, praise be to God. First fruit has really been a big part of my mornings, to wake up and to give God the glory, to give him the praise. I always knew about first fruits, but I never was a part of the prayer line. And Pastor encouraged me to call in, and he told me it would be something that would be motivating to me. And it has been. I look forward to joining the prayer line, to know that people are praying for me and my needs and my concern. It gives me that confidence that, you know, somebody got my back, because the enemy don't sleep. And he is out here trying to sleep, and he's trying to speak and destroy everybody that he can. And we lost a member this week, and it's a sad situation, but we're going to push through this in the name of God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to push through it, and we're going to be all right. Everybody, there will be casualties at war. There will be losses along the way, but we got to remain strong and steadfast in the Lord and know that he will, you know, continue to guide us and continue to strengthen us and continue to guide us through this fight. Because he is the leader, you know, and we got to turn to him and acknowledge him in all the ways. And I just give him the glory over the situations that I'm going through. And I'm done being selfish. I just give it up to him and, you know, get out the way and let God do his thing, you know, sometimes. But, you know, it says faith without work is void. So I continue to trust in him, confide in him, and I continue to ask him for his guidance. I thank him for today as I begin to go forward and to guide my path and every step that I take. You know, I just really depend on him, and I need him so much. I never realized that I was stuck in the mud, just spinning my wheels out here. I thought I had it going on, and I wasn't doing nothing. I mean, and I wasn't going nowhere. I just was just stuck in the mud. So I gave it up to the Lord, and I see that he has been moving, and I call upon him, and he is faithful, and he is just, and he will not forsake you. So just remember to continue to put your trust in the Lord and acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will guide your path. And that will be my – I'll pass it back. And I just say praise the Lord and continue to pray for me, saints, and I will continue to pray for you. This is Brother Lonnie.
Thank you, Brother Lonnie, for that wonderful praise report. That the Lord always leads the way. Is there anyone else out there with a praise report? The line
praise, the Lord.
You.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stith from Arkansas. And I won't be long. I just want to say this. I got a praise. And I'm not going to hold it in. I know that's not the words of the song, but I just want to get on the line and say this. Hallelujah! Glory! Out of the loins of my belly. Hallelujah. God has given us a song that the angels cannot sing.
hallelujah, that we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I was reading in the Word of God that God would give us a new song in our belly. Glory to God. That even in the places where the heathens are, they will hear our song and they can hear our testimony and they can get saved. So this morning, all I want to say is hallelujah. Glory. Because every time I shout with a praise out of my mouth, something happens in the atmosphere. Glory. And I'm going to take it a little bit higher this morning. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you. Glory, God bless you. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory, glory. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Tony. Thank you so much. You've been wonderful, John.
God bless you. This is Mother Digby.
And what?
Thank Mother Digby. From Chicago, I thank and praise the Lord for all of his. I want to give honor to Dr. Johnson, to God, and to the leader of this testimony service, the praise service, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I wanted to say that let the saints know that my pastor was made it to church Sunday. He had a quadruple bypass in January, and God blessed him to be able to come to church on Sunday. Our pastor, Elder Harold DeMoe, and I thank and praise the Lord for all of you that prayed for us, and God bless him to be at service on Sunday. And I just thank and praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
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 Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas. Good morning, everybody on the prayer line.
Good morning.
I just want to say, you know, remember back having problems with my brother and I. He came by yesterday.
Praise the Lord.
And he checked out my car. He told me he really liked the car. He told me he said I did good. So thank you, Jesus. I think God is still working on our situation, but God's in control. Pardon me? I didn't hear you, honey. I just want to say, I want peace with my brother and I, and I think God's working on him and me. Thank y'all so much for y'all's prayers. Y'all have a blessed day. I love y'all all.
Praise the Lord. Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, may I share a word with the woman of God?
Sure, go ahead.
Woman of God, sister, my sister in the Lord, Sister McKnight, the Lord just put in my spirit to share this with you. This is Prophetess Stick from Arkansas. Glory to God. You are seeking acceptance from your brother instead of just him just coming in. He may not ever say, I'm sorry. He may not ever come to you and minister to you and break down the things that tore the fabric in your relationship. But what you are seeking is acceptance instead of just understanding the forgiveness of God. You will spin your wheels trying to pay a debt of unforgiveness to your brother that you cannot pay. It has already been paid on the cross. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's already been paid on the cross. And once you've asked him to forgive you and that you're trying to mend the relationship, allow God to do the rest. And it will be done. But when you seek after the word called acceptance, you may not get that natural assurance or manifestation in the flesh. The acceptance word is what you want. And even when he told you that you did good, that was saying to you, sister, I am here, I appreciate it. You did this on your own, and I am proud of you. So allow that process right there to help you. God bless you in the name of Jesus, and you
keep going forward. Glory to God. I even love how you addressed the Father yesterday. You said it's in your hands. Glory to God. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Chief.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. What was your name, honey?
On the line, I'm Ambassador Stitz. In one place, I'm Prophet Stitz. But right now, you could just call me a servant of God. I'm just little old Gail that want to be used by God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Is it better if Elvina Mac on the line? Are you there? If you want to say something, amen. All right. Let me just revisit this